This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, I'm not staying here till midnight tonight. KM to 8:55 p.m. on The Fan in New York. Go New York. Go New York. Go. They actually like really have to go though. Like this is serious. This is dead ass. The Knicks have to go. They have to win tonight and throw out game 3, game 2, game 1. Throw out everything from the beginning of the series. Each game is like its own lap in a race. Each game is its own story. And I think we know that by now, but of course we're going to talk about what happened in the last game and what needs to happen in this. It's a different game. We'll see how it goes. I don't expect Brunson to be in foul trouble the way he was in the last game. I don't expect Karl-Anthony Towns to have back-to-back games in the fourth quarter like he did. He needs to have a good game, yeah. Someone else has to rise, though, and I'm not expecting it to be Delon Wright or Landry Shamet. I'm not expecting it to be Precious Achiuwa or Cam Payne. I'm looking at the starters. Your starters have to beat their starters. It's that simple. The guys that you depend on have to beat the guys that they depend on. It is that simple. And the Pacers are looking at the Knicks like, well, they got one off of us. We let our guard down. We didn't play our game. We didn't play fast. We got away from our pace and what we were doing. Well, tonight, the Knicks got to take it to them like they took it to them in game 1. Remember that? Right? I'm hearing all this talk about Brunson. Right? You need Jalen Brunson to help you win. He's the best player on the team. He's one of the best players in this playoffs. There is no overcoming Jalen Brunson's struggles. I remember saying that about Judge in the postseason for the Yankees. Like, there's no recipe for success without Aaron Judge. There's no overcoming the MVP not being the MVP. That's not how you draw it up. But here we are now ahead of game 4, and it is a biggie if you lose tonight. It's a Wendy's biggie bag. Remember that? Shout out to Wendy's that used to have the Biggie Fry and the Biggie Drink and the Yellow. I haven't been to Wendy's in a long time. I grew up by Wendy's. The Biggie stuff was it. This is going to be a biggie if you lose tonight because you'll be a team facing elimination the rest of the way. You know, if you win tonight, you even up the series. You want to forget about game one and game two? Take the first two games on their floor. Take the second game on their floor tonight, and you have a new series where the next three games, the first one and the last one, are in the Garden in front of your fans. Or you lose tonight, you set up potential heartbreak for your fans. They could be facing elimination in the next game, or if it, you know, ends up a game seven. And I know this is New York. It's New York fans and mostly Knicks fans. You just made it through Evan and Morash, two Nets fans, talking about the game, and you just heard positive. Tommy, I just was sitting out there laughing with Ricky Ricardo and Vincent Von Vincent about Tommy's PT, positive Tommy, he don't miss. And shout out to all the callers, queuing him up, talking to the third person and just queuing up his promo. Tommy is great at that. But, I mean, Tommy said Knicks in six. I think maybe the only person in media that said that last round. And he said Knicks in seven, and it's looking like it could be Knicks in seven. But if you want it to be Knicks in seven, give yourself breathing room. You have to win tonight. Belief is needed right now. 888-808-1019. You got to believe. You got to go into this game believing they're going to take this game from start to finish, that they don't need to go to the bench, that your starters are going to win. Mikal Bridges, come on, bro. Have a moment in this one. Offensively, have a moment in this one. Late defensively, like we saw you do in the last round. I expect OG to play with his hair on fire with a little bit of passion like he showed us in the last game. But there's just so many people trying to lump game three into game four. They're two different storylines. But this is huge. If you lose tonight, then it could be Pacers in five, six, seven. You lose tonight and you're facing elimination. You got to win every single game and you got to stay healthy. You got to have everybody ready to go. You know, I was reading Twitter today, and I'm gonna read a tweet that I saw that I put in my notes. I was like, this is exactly what I was thinking, but articulated better than I had in my notes. The tweet reads, people are making way too much of the Brunson off the floor and Wright Shamet stuff. The Knicks turned the ball over and fouled a million times, allowing Indiana to take a 20-point lead. The Knicks slowed the game down and forced Indiana to play the half court while simultaneously picking up their defensive intensity. The Shamet-Wright lineup scored some points, but still didn't score enough to cut into the lead until Towns took over in the fourth. To think the Knicks' offense wouldn't have the ability to score that way in the fourth with Brunson on the floor is insane. If the Knicks continue to play with the same defensive energy and effort while simultaneously forcing Indiana to play the half court, still their best offensive lineup is with both Towns and Brunson on the floor surrounded by shooters. And I'm like, that was what I was going to say today. That tweet comes from the guy producing the show right now, Rami Lavi, where I'm like, bro, and I know you're a Knicks fan, diehard all the way. You don't want to end up in the situation that you ended up in game three. That was your desperation, last ditch effort. Have to break glass in case of emergency, save the day this way. You want to dominate. You want to win the way you've been winning, and you want to win with your two best players, two all-star starters on the floor.
People are telling on themselves that they haven't watched this team all year with the stuff they're saying. Oh, see, finally we went deep and Towns and Brunson can't play together. You're telling on yourselves because we've seen plenty of runs where they play together and the offense is great.
Bro, in the first game, Brunson had 43, Cat had 34.
Exactly, exactly.
What are we looking at?
And they're up 16, and if not for a miracle by Aaron Nesmith where he hits six threes in a row, you don't lose that game. So, yes, that was my point. My point is that we've seen it work plenty of times. Now, on the defensive side, especially when they're in foul trouble, it's a liability. But not if you're playing with the intensity they played in the second half. Not if you're running over every screen. And not if you're playing the way they played, rotating. There was a possession where Benji from, I think he's from one of the Knicks sites. He does great work. He put together a possession where the Knicks were running around defensively. Guess what? It was a defensive possession that both Mitch and Cat and Brunson were all on the floor. It's not impossible. The best lineup is still going to be with Brunson and Cat on the floor. You just have to up the defensive effort. And like I said, make them play in the half court. The second you start turning the ball over and letting Indiana run, they're gonna have a field trip with that. But if you make them play in the half court, they're not a good offense in the half court.
They want to run. And in their media availability, they said a lot about not being able to run and play their game. And a lot is made about, we know Towns and Brunson aren't defenders. That's not their calling card. But we're acting like they're absolute waste of space, can't defend. They have to be smarter defenders. They can't foul. They can't have stupid ticky-tack fouls. And that's another thing. The human error, the human element of officiating is going to come into play tonight. It might not go your way tonight. Don't let it come down to that. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take a call while Romney cues up some audio from the Pacers, TJ McConnell and Miles Turner, after the game, talking about the Knicks in a way where, like, you know, they're not looking at the Knicks as like, wow, here they come. They're looking at the Knicks as like, wow, we should have put them away, but we got away from what we were doing when they were on their last leg going to Delon Wright and Landry Shamet. Let's go to Bobby and Keyport on the Fan first. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to ask one question. If we would have lost Game 3, would we be calling out today the officials from Game 3? Saying that they were going towards the Pacers, trying to make them win.
I think people did speak on Scott Foster, the extender, and how in the beginning of the game all those calls were going away. But when you win, you forget about that. When you win, you're victorious. There's nothing to complain about. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Sorry, I don't know. It sounded like you were at the playground or something like that. And why are we going into Game 4? There's no reason to talk about if we would have lost Game 3, what we'd be saying about the officials. We're minutes away from Game 4. I just said the officiating may go your way, it may not, but don't let it come down to that. Don't let it come down to you have a lead and every play that gets challenged or everything goes the Pacers' way. Impose your will, right? So there's some audio I want to play from the Pacers' media availability. Rick Carlisle is funny. I know when Rami and I were on, we were talking about Rick Carlisle mentioning Precious Achiuwa and even mentioning Campaign. And like, well, if it was me coaching the Knicks, I'd probably give Precious Achiuwa some run, Campaign some run. But I'm just letting y'all know before we go into this Game 4, the Pacers' mindset, Indiana's mindset, Naptown. Like, they're looking at the Knicks like the Knicks are dead. The Knicks are done. That's how you won your first game in the series? Like, we're going to go up 3-1 and take a commanding lead tonight if we just play our game. Go ahead and play TJ McConnell, which rolls into Miles Turner.
Slowed down, and that played into their hands. We just got to continue to be us on makes and misses and get out and play fast. I don't think we did that. I think our superpower is our speed, our depth, and, our ability to not get tired. I don't think we did that very well yesterday, and our offense looks very stagnant when we do that. And I feel like if we try to match up on too much, our offense can get stagnant, and I think we did a little bit of yesterday. So we've just got to be who we are, both offensively and defensively, be more solid on both ends, and get out and run. Because like you said, the matchup probably can make us a little stagnant.
We didn't play fast enough. We built our brand and getting up and down and being a fast-paced team. We didn't expect that one. So we got to play automated passes no matter who we're playing. We're not getting the ball down fast enough. There's plenty of times we're walking the ball up the floor. That has nothing to do with the Knicks. It has anything to do with us.
Nothing to do with the Knicks. We slowed down. We played into their hands. What'd you say?
I'd argue that point. I don't think it had nothing to do with the Knicks. The Knicks slowed them down.
but that's what I'm saying. When a team says it has had nothing to do with the Knicks, that is what they think of you. They don't think that you're better than them. They don't think you're able to do it again. I don't think the Pacers are able to come back from, you know, where they were again. You got to give credit to the Knicks. They were down 20. The choke went back to the Pacers. Like, they choked. They were partying too soon. So what I'll say before we take another call here is, tonight is a way different feel. Now, the Pacers feel like, hey, we can't lose this game on our home floor because the series gets evened up. All business. Go out and play our game. Run. Use our depth. You heard TJ McConnell talk about a superpower they have. You know, they're hungry, too. Not for nothing. They're trying to get, like, the Pacers' history, they've been good, but I think this is their second potential appearance in the finals that they're fighting for. And speaking of fighting, and it should never get to this. I should have led with this. If it bleeds, it leads. I say all the time, a Pacers fan stabbed two Knicks fans in a brewery in Indiana during Game 2 the other night. Yes, it is that serious that New Yorkers who are everywhere in the world can't go to the bar, watch the game, and talk trash. This young Pacers fan, and let me get his name because he deserves to be spoken on. This guy stabbed some fans for probably just rooting on their team, cheering on the game. This is that serious? It should never be that serious. So, you know, make sure you're good wherever you are. I'll look up his name, but let's get another call in. Josh is in the Bronx. What's up, Josh? You're on the Fan.
I'm telling you, Keith, each game has a different chapter, a different book to write and everything. And look, you and Romney know, as sport, you know, you're following all this, you know. It's going to be deja vu, man. Tibbs is going to throw a new book at Indianapolis.
There you go.
And it's going to go back to the Garden. Thank you for taking my call. You guys know what's going on. And it's awesome, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, I mean, before I got out of here, I was going to say, you will not see the same game. Rick Carlisle is prepared for that now. They've watched that now. They're not going to go back to that strategy. But how will Tom Thibodeau counter? What's his plan tonight? What's he going to do? What's he going to throw at them? This is a must-win game, in my opinion, if you're trying to win the series. This is a game that can either even up the series or give the Pacers a commanding lead where your back is against the wall. And I know that the Knicks respond with their backs against the wall. I think, was it Boomer that was saying that maybe the Knicks don't want to play in front of all these celebrities and whatnot? Maybe. Maybe there's something to that. I know they definitely are road warriors. They like being on the road. I actually thought about it, too. I'm like, there was a point in game one where I saw Cat come off and go to the Knicks bench, and he dapped up Jadakiss. He dapped up, I think, CeCe Sabathia. And it's like, I know he's met them before. I know he probably has some type of relationship with these guys because they're around a lot. But when you're in the game, like, you're supposed to go to the bench, dap up your teammates, not the celebrities courtside. But that's the atmosphere of Madison Square Garden. That's the atmosphere of New York. They're in Indiana. They're at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
It goes back also, though, because Julius Randle just talked about this, how everything is magnified when you're playing in New York. And he was talking about his difference between playing in Minnesota and playing in New York. I think it was on the piece he just did with Ian Begley. I want to get the quote here. He said, it ain't fun. You really can't focus on the game. You're focused on everything else other than the game itself. And so,
yeah, there'd be baddies. There'd be a few baddies in clear sight. Like, yo, I never saw her in person until right now.
But also, he said, you're living and dying with every shot, every turnover, every loss. Like, there's something to that where when they're at home, when they get down big, they can't come back.
That's because what I talk about, bro. Tight. I've been in there for playoff games. The oohs and ahs, and that's a two-run shot in Citi Field. 2-0 after the Miguel Vargas homer. White Sox lead the Mets top of the first. But that's what I talk about, how when you're in the Garden, you can hear every ooh and ah. And
that's a credit to the Knicks fan, but it can also be a detriment where the guys on the court get so tight where they're hearing every reaction, and all of a sudden they get down a few points and they don't know how to battle back, whereas they go on the road. This is now the third 20-point comeback they've had on the road in the last, what, five games?
It's what they do. It's part of their DNA. They feed off of that more so than the excitement of their own crowd. They feed off of the boos and the chants, and even off of the exhilaration of the road fans, you know, going up 20, right? There's something in the competitive spirit to say, oh, game's not over yet. You guys are partying like this game is over. We're about to quiet you. I think I heard Josh Hart speaking to, like, there's nothing better than going in there and sending those fans home sad.
SGA said it last night about, I think it was SGA, someone on OKC said it last night. He said, the best feeling in the world, yeah, it's fun to win in front of your home fan. The best feeling is shutting up 1,000 road fans or 18,000 road fans.
Maybe it was Jalen Williams because he balled last night. Oh my Maybe God, it was him. Yeah. They took that game by a bucket. OKC, that's another angle to this. OKC is up 3-1.
And think about the conversation we'd be having right now if the Knicks were down 2-1 and somehow Minnesota was up in that series. Oh, the trade and all that stuff. Like, this is why I'm saying the storylines are so day-to-day and the things we talk about. And that was the point of that tweet. It's crazy. It's everyone has to calm down. It was one game, and it was really nice that the team kept you in it and that Cat had, you know, all those big buckets. But guess what? When the game was tied at the end and they needed their biggest bucket of the game, guess who Tibbs went to? He went back to Jalen, and Jalen got that tough floater, and that was the game.
Yeah, that's the game. All right, we'll break here. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to give you the young man's name who stabbed the folks. I'm going to try and find the name of the Knicks fans that got stabbed, but it should never get that serious. People take this stuff way too personal and to a level where, like, yeah, this guy's charged and he's got his mugshot everywhere, but just be safe out there. Look out for one another. In New York tonight, I know there's a watch party at Madison Square Garden, and even in the bars around here in New York, like, it should not get to that level, but it is at a level of nervousness, a level of intensity, urgency. I think this is a must-win for the Knicks. I mean, I thought the last game was a must-win and they won it, but I think this one is more of a must-win. You can't go down 3-1 and then have to win every game to make that up. You got to even the series up, and then you can erase game one and game two, and you're right back in it with home court advantage. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Trying to figure out what the hell is going on in Flushing, just bad base running. I guess I couldn't see it. Soto hit a fly ball to center field. The center fielder trapped it. I guess he thought it was caught. I guess he
looked like a diving catch, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a diving catch, not on the TV, but I guess out there, yeah, that's too close to tell. It literally skipped right into his glove. So Nimmo ends up being out, but I thought that they tagged Soto. I guess they didn't get tagged. They tagged Soto. Nimmo's still on first base. I don't know what's going on there. Two outs, one on. Again, bottom of the first. White Sox lead 2-0. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're talking about the Knicks. Rami is a huge Knicks fan. I think was doing a Knicks podcast at some point and covers the Knicks. And he might not have that many followers, but he's got me as a follower. And I was watching what he was saying, and I'm like, this is pretty much it. I don't know how so quickly we've gotten. And that's why I came in yesterday. I was like, I don't need to hate on the Knicks. They have enough haters built in their fan base. There are people actually coming at Jalen Brunson. How? I thought his jersey was already in the rafters. I thought he was already one of the greatest Knicks of all time. You win one game without him being Captain Clutch, you're already ready to say that he needs to be on the bench and he can't be on the floor with Karl-Anthony Towns. No. Let's not stray so far off from the plan. That was never the plan.
And even in that game, he hits the biggest shot of the game.
And hits his free throws down the stretch. Exactly. You need that man. You need that man. And if anything, you need that man to drop a 40 ball tonight in a deciding game of this series. In the fourth game of this series, which will literally dictate if the Knicks are in it or if they're going to have a tough time getting back in it.
And that's the one thing you know about Brunson. He hears the noise. He's going to go out there and probably score 40 points tonight. And by the way, the first two games when he scored a ton of points, which everyone had a big issue with, because he's too ball dominant, he was shooting above 60% in those two games. It's not like he's ball dominant.
Shouldn't have any problem with that.
My God.
Shouldn't have any problem with that. He dressed in all black tonight. I saw him coming in all black, black shades, black hat, black jacket, and some coffee. Maybe he had the black coffee as well. Tyrese Haliburton, goofy. I don't know where he got that suit from. Go look it up. He came in with this gray suit and these long ass shorts. Did you see the picture?
Those are ridiculous.
But like, who dresses these guys? Somebody out there in Indiana. He's got on these big clown shoes. Him and Joe Burrow have the same stylist. And then he's got a purse with him. So, Pete Alonso ties the game. Pete is the guy. You got to pay that man. Pete is the face of the franchise. Paid Pete. He's money. 888-808-1019. Danny is in Paramus, New Jersey. Hello, Danny. You're on the fan.
Keith, I'm a big fan, as you know. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, thanks for shouting out that incident in Indiana. Prayers up for those Knicks fans. Obviously, you hate to see it.
Yeah, working on finding their names instead of giving credit to the absolute maniac that did that. But like, you know, just wanted to send a message. Like, it should never get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. And I also agree with your point earlier. There has to be someone else that rises for the Knicks. I'm looking for OG and Bridges tonight. And here's why. It is so frustrating how, and credit to Haliburton, he exploits those pick and rolls, and he just picks apart Brunson and Cat when he switch on them. And even Robinson to an extent, too. I'm looking for OG and Bridges to fight over every screen and not let Haliburton get away from them tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you'll see that energy. Like I said, OG last game, he doesn't show too much emotion. Definitely not in the media, definitely not pregame, but I saw some emotion out of him. This is a guy who's been to the finals and won it. Like, they understand where they are. Him and Bridges are guys that have played in the finals. Like, I expect their energy to be up, their defensive intensity to be up. Not that it wasn't, you know, because I've seen them both play very well in this series. They got to bring it tonight, and that's another home run. Look at this. The Make It Happen Mets. Jared Young with a two-run shot. Mets lead 4-2. Who do you think is breaking out offensively between OG and Mikal Bridges? I would bet OG before Bridges.
Bridges is looking good with that mid-range fadeaway. Once he gets that knocking down, he looks good, man.
Yeah, he needs to go to it more often. Not the three, the midi. The mid-range, that's what when he was a Brooklyn Net, that was the first thing I noticed about his game. I'm like, he's got a mid-range game like KD. Not KD level, but close. He's got to go and trust that to create a shot.
Absolutely. He's an absolute sniper from there. Love to see it. Let's go, Knicks. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Danny. 888-808-1019. So the Mets, they get back quickly in the bottom of the first. Mark Vientos with a knock. So a little two-out damage here in Queens as they're rallying after a little bit of a base-running gaffe by the Mets. Just, you know, didn't see where that ball landed in center field, thought it was a catch. It was actually trapped, but they're making them pay. Reminder, this is the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox. You should sweep. Moose is in Jamaica on the Fan. Hello, Moose.
You're, Keith. What it do?
You're, you know, I'm in here till 8:55 hanging out, you know.
I feel you. Perfect segue into my call. This is why they pay you the big bucks, because I went to the game yesterday, right? And I was I went there with my brother-in-law, and I was telling him before the game, this Mets-Yankees rivalry in the city is serious. He's fresh off the plane, fresh off the boat from Ghana, married to my sister. Been living in this country for 3 years, and I told him, don't wear any Yankee gear. I'm not. I dead ass wore my Holland orange and blue shirt, like Mets and Knicks colors, to a Mets game, because even though I'm a Yankee fan, I live in Queens and stuff like that. Because I told him, it's serious. He didn't really believe me. He's new to this. As we were walking back, at the game end and at the game's ending and stuff like that, there's like 30 Mets fans in the stairway as we're exiting, screaming, Yankees suck! Yankees suck! And he's like, oh my God, he's like, Dave, you all right? And to reference this even more so, like, I'm a Yankee fan from Queens, so I had wars growing up. Where I grew up in Queens is like one 20-minute bus ride to Shea Stadium. Like, for example, in the winter of the Yankees winning the World Series in 1999, right? Real talk. I got into a little argument on a winter day after the Yankees won the World Series, where I said to a friend in school, like, the Mets can't make the playoffs. They suck. So he threw a snowball at me. And I was wearing, like, my Yankees gear. So, and the Yankees just won. And I live in Queens. There's so many Mets fans. So I ended up facing with, like, four other Yankee fans in the school. Basically the whole school in a snowball fight. It was like 100-4. And they're just like, I was thinking, and like, there's so many scraps, so many fights. And like, oh man, it was just, it just brought me back to those times. It was just so hilarious. And I was like, telling my brother-in-law, who's knew me experience. Ironically, he's a Yankee fan from Ghana. He's still a Yankee from Ghana. I don't know how many games he saw and stuff like that. I'm just starting to get to know him, kind of. But
thanks for the call, Moose. Sorry, Rami's talking in my ear. Moose is telling me his whole Mets versus Yankees scrapping, fighting history, recent time. I got a read to do. I got the live chat. I'm trying to watch the Met game. The Mets are rallying right now in this first inning with two out. Damn, it's a lot going on. Drive safe, everybody. 888-808-1019. Moose, I don't know what you're doing, man. One, any game that I've been to at Citi Field where the Yankees weren't playing, I dress neutral. Just not looking for attention, even before I was on WFAN and anybody cared who I was. Not saying that people care now, but when I do go to Citi Field, it'll only be to see the Yankees. I will not be there this year because it's 4th of July weekend, but it is not worth it. Again, going back to, you know, those two Knicks fans, and I hope they're doing well. I hope that they are all right. You know, it should never get to the point of fisticuffs and violence over entertainment, over grown men playing children's games. Oh no, is Francisco Alvarez hurt? This game is crazy. If you're watching this Mets game right now, Alvarez looks like he's hurt. Did he just get hurt on his swing? See, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to focus, man. I got to be able to talk about the Mets. But actually, we got to talk about the Knicks. Let's take another Knick call and pump up the Knick fan before we get, yeah, that's a hit by pitch. He got hurt in his at bat. Let's talk about the Knick game before the Knick game starts in about 20. Actually, you know, it's probably going to be more like 30 minutes. Kenny is in Clifton, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Kenny?
How you doing, Keith? Good to talk to you. I didn't hear your opening comments, so I hope I'm not replicating. Let me preface this by saying I'm 67 years old. Lifetime basketball Knicks fan, lifetime player. And I don't know what happened in that fourth quarter, but was that an imposter in Towns' jersey? Because he finally played like the physical man that he is. And I'll just go on to say, OG's got to be really aggressive. McHale's got to be aggressive. It can't be the Brunson show completely. They've got to take it to Indiana. They've got to go to the hole. They have to draw fouls, not commit stupid fouls.
Right.
They can't let Indiana get out on top of them and run.
If they go to the hole, they'll stop Indiana's transition offense. That's all I have to say, brother. Please, I'm waiting for your comments, and have a good evening.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Yeah, I've used this phrase a lot. Styles make fights. This is the fourth fight in this series. You know their style. You know what they're trying to do. They know what you're kind of trying to do, too. So, like, it's going to be a chess game between Carlisle and Thibodeau. And your best have to beat their best. Your best players are better than their players. One of their starters is compromised. The hero from game one, Aaron Nesmith, he's got a bum ankle. He's going to play, but is he going to hit six, you know, threes in a quarter like he did in that fourth quarter? I highly doubt it. And is that an imposter in Karl Anthony Towns' uniform? No, that is what he is. He was a top pick, a star, an all-star. Like, that's why you gave up what you gave up to get him. That is what he is and who he is, and he turned that on because desperate times call for desperate measures. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and he was the only real scoring option on the floor. They set it up where it's like everybody's deferring to him. Go ahead, Cat. Take it to the rack. Layup. Dunk. Shoot the three.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Game 4, Eastern Conference Finals. Your New York Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers. Big game. It will be a biggie. Either way, the Knicks win or the Knicks lose. It's just one of those games in the series, man. It's a pivotal game four, they'll say. Like, you can either even up the series and erase the bad from game one and game two, or you can go down 3-1, and it is all uphill and unlikely that you come back. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Eventually, we're going to talk about Anthony Volpe. See, what was I telling y'all yesterday? Let him rock, man. Get off his back, man. The whipping boy. Somebody's always got to be the whipping boy. You guys did your whipping boy act on Juan Soto when he came back. Now we're off of that. It's like, who can we point at in the Yankees lineup to say this guy's not good enough? And he won the game for him yesterday. Showed himself. And there's some numbers to back up actually how solid he has been. But, you know, depends on who you ask. Ryan Yarbrough, there's numbers to back up how solid he's been. Cashman's on a heater right now. That's another Cashman find out the clearance rack, bargain bin, scrap heap. Let me get Ryan Yarbrough. Blue Jays, you don't want him? Let me introduce him to Matt Blake and Garrett Cole and Max Fried. And yeah, we'll figure something out with this guy. He's been great. He's been great. And the Yankees will look to take the series tonight. After pitching Luke Weaver again, we'll talk about the Yankees in a minute. We'll get to the Yankee conversation. The Mets are doing what they got to do. Up 4-2. After giving up 2, they get that back and add 2 in the first inning. Juan Soto is 1-for-1 with a single, looking to do some more damage. He's at the plate right now. But ultimately, let's get these last few Knicks calls in, because I know once 8 o'clock comes, everyone's going to be tuned in to the game. The Knicks are not favored in this game. The Pacers are a slight favorite, -3.5. Over-under set at 219.5. They're expecting points. I'll take the over. I think this is, like, again, I think this is a night where your best have to beat their best. I think this is a night where what happened in the last game has nothing to do with this game. If you want to bet the Knicks tonight, they're plus money on the money line, plus 135 according to ESPN, coming up on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max app. That's where I usually watch the streaming app. Someone just asked, Keith, are you going to stay in the studio and watch the game there? I'm like, no, I'm going to watch the first quarter. I'm going to get on the train and go home and hopefully catch the second half from the comfort of my living room on my TV. Like, I'd rather watch any game on my TV versus, going live, of course. But, of course, I want to go home and watch the game. I'm going to go home, watch that game, watch the Yankee game, watch the end of the Mets game, and then we'll come back tomorrow. We'll do the same 7 p.m. to 8:55, two-hour spot before Yankee baseball. Let's get back to the phones. Vince is in Brooklyn. What's up, Vince? You're on the Fan.
Thank you for taking my call, Keith. Long-time listener. We have had a few conversations. As far as the Knicks goes, I'm a big-time New York anything that says New York. The sewers, it says New York. Everything, it says New York. But I've seen this D.T. Bottom, ringing above the circus at the Garden for a long time. Next page, really quick. David Cohn did not make a bad statement. A lot of people need to understand that the Dodgers came from New York, came from Brooklyn. And anytime you get a big, large contingency at any stadium, Yankee Stadium, City Field, you're going to get them because they're descendants of Dodgers and Giants fans. You go ahead and run with that, brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Vince. Yeah, go New York, go New York, go. I am no Knicks fan, but I'm also not a Knicks hater. And part of what I said yesterday was there's no room for Knicks haters. The fans are hating on their own team. The fans are turning on Brunson, turning on the coach, turning on Karl Anthony Towns. There are a lot of fans that said, pack them up, down 2-0, down 20 in the first half of game 3, pack them up, on to 2026. And here we are with a chance to even up the series and extend it. It's good for WFAN. It's good for the city. In my notes, I had somewhere like the Knicks. Let me go back. I remember reading an article about how the Yankees and the Mets were going to generate close to $1 billion of revenue to New York City through their entire baseball seasons. And then I saw numbers around the Knicks and their run. Maybe it was in my notes from yesterday when I was on, not today, that they're going to get close to that too, like a little bit over $800 million. So, like, this is good for this to continue, for this series to extend, for the Knicks to keep winning, for the Knicks to even be playing this late into May. It never happens, or it seems like it never happens. Yeah, let me try and find those exact numbers and where they are in my notes that I clipped. It's like the Knicks, you know, the Knicks winning, right? The Knicks winning game three ensured that there would be a game five in the Garden. They win tonight, and then there's a game six or a game seven potentially in the Garden. Like, they have the opportunity to extend the series and help the city and the businesses around the city, around the arena and beyond, where Knicks fans are going to watch the game. So 888-808-1019, it is... It's good for us to be good. It's good for the Yankees to get to the World Series and be the best team in the American League, or one of them. You might think the Tigers are definitely the best team in the American League East as we're heading into June. It's good for the Mets to, you know, knock off the Dodgers. And all that was the other part of what you said, that David Cohn is a New Yorker. David Cohn is around here. Shout out to Coney. I'm sure I'll see Coney at his golf outing coming up. Bernie Williams softball game is also coming up June 14th. I'll be out there for that. He wasn't taking a shot at the Met fans or the Mets by saying that people were coming to see. Like, Shohei Ohtani is a draw. Every time Ohtani came to Yankee Stadium with the Angels, it was Ohtani mania. And so, like, it isn't a knock to state the truth. Now, it's also facts that the Dodgers have the highest attendance in baseball. And a lot of their fans come to New York. Yankee fans felt that last year when 5,000 of them were walking, around our streets in Yankee land. They were coming down River Ave and 161st. But we understand, Mets fans. We see the difference. The Met fan is showing up to Citi Field after Steve Cohen demanded it, right? After they did win and after they have been great at home. The attendance can't be credited to the Dodgers. The attendance is, it's both. It is obviously the Met fan that has come out and bought these tickets, season ticket plans, and is there to support this good Mets team. But then also, it's Ohtani mania. There are people showing up to see Ohtani. There are people showing up to see the Dodgers. Maybe some old-time fans, but you know, you mentioned that. But think about how long ago that was that the Dodgers were here. For people to really be Dodgers fans all that year, like, how old are they to be making the trek to Queens to see the Dodgers? The Dodgers won the World Series last year. They have a lot of fans. The Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, who has a lot of fans. A lot of Japanese fans definitely came out to see Ohtani versus Senga in Queens. They came out to see Ohtani versus the Yankees every time the Angels were in town. The Dodgers are a draw, but that's no slight at the Mets and how well they've positioned themselves. They went from, I think, 18th to right now, they're fifth in baseball. And I think that's gonna hold. Maybe not five, but they should be a top 10 attendance in baseball this year. But yeah, credit to the Dodgers too. I think I heard Evan's rant about hating the Dodgers. Like, this is good for baseball. They are spending the most money in baseball. They have a ton of stars. They won the World Series last year. The Mets fans should be happy that you just beat them in a series. I hope that the Yankees can beat them in this series coming up in Chavez Ravine. I'm too scarred to go make the trip. I told you I've been to Citi Field less than I've been to Dodger Stadium. I think I've been to Dodger Stadium 9 times, Citi Field 8. But I'm not going this year because of the way the World Series went. I can't face those Dodgers fans. We're not so big and bad when they can flash that World Series champion logo at us. But if you're around this Saturday, May 31st in Brooklyn at BK Backyard, it's an outdoor bar with tables and just a whole cool setup outside, a tailgate type of vibe outside. We're doing a live show at 6 p.m. and then we'll watch the Dodgers-Yankees game at 7:15. And there will be a bunch of other content creators and people in the Yankee universe, Alex Day, Ask Kate, The Makeshift Project, and myself. We're going to do a little live show and then watch the game. So if you're not trying to sit at home, as I was just talking about sitting at home and watching the game, come out to Brooklyn. Just look at my social media. It's all there if you're interested in coming out and watching with some Yankee fans when they face the Dodgers next week. All right, let's get a call in before we break and before the Knicks game starts. Speaking of Brooklyn, Samuel is in Brooklyn. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
The three things the Knicks have to do. The Knicks can't blow any leads. They can't make Brunson work like a dog. And Cat's not doing that performance again. So, yeah.
Three things they need to do. Basketball is a game of runs. They may blow a lead, but they can't let that knock them out of it. Like, they can get a lead and blow it. They got to come back. It can't be all on Brunson, the second thing you said. They can't make him work like a dog, but they need him, right? The dudes and dogs that do damage, he's the top dog. Even though he's the smallest pup, he's the guy. They need him. And Cat, I wouldn't sleep on Cat. I wouldn't expect him to have 20 points in the fourth quarter, but he's shown everybody he can shoot and he could take the ball to the rack against his team. And it depends on matchups and it depends on who's on the floor. You need Cat to star again. I had to remind everybody, game one, Brunson had 43, Cat had 34, I believe. Like, they can have another one of those performances tonight, but win it.
You're right, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Enjoy the game. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. It's about to be 8 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere because we're right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.